Warning, the Surgeon General says the following may be boring or trite to some, maybe even most. However, it's also the way winning programs and winning teams are built. The Packers open practice, not just today's, but every day, with team tackling, where everybody tackles. Ball security, where everybody works on hanging on to it. Team takeaway, where everybody works on taking it away. And fundamentals, where everybody works on fundamentals unique to their position. We're talking the basics, the kind that win or lose games. And there's an old coaching axiom that says you get what you emphasize.
That's why we start practice with it. And I think the level of intensity and the emphasis that we're doing in those particular areas, beginning of practice, has been better so far this year, so we need to keep it up.
The Packers' offensive line has also paid frequent visits to the chutes this camp. They've been around forever, because if you don't stay low, your helmet hits the metal crossbar at the top, and that tends to leave a lasting impression.
I think it's been helping us kind of through OTAs and now into training camp, kind of getting us back into the groove of power run blocking.
When we talk one-on-one, it usually involves offensive and defensive linemen, but they certainly haven't cornered the market. Today, the corners went at it against the wide receivers, and without a pass rush to make things interesting, this is about as tough as it gets for a DB.
We have the best receivers in the league. So to go against them one-on-one and be competitive and stuff like that, it's a good thing for us and it's a good deal for them. One-on-one is obviously an offensive drill. So when you get a pass breakup or interception on one-on-one, it means you're actually doing something right.
Elsewhere in the secondary, Demarius Randall and Quentin Rollins may be in the same draft class and play the same position, but they're different players. Randall looks like an outside guy, while Rollins gets used more inside, as in a nickel or dime back covering the slot. Intriguing prospect du jour, how about big back Alonzo Harris, a rookie free agent who's 6'1", 237. And you know who grows on an almost daily basis? UW Whitewater's Matt Blanchard.
I have pretty big dreams and aspirations, and I'm going to shoot for the stars. You know, that's kind of just the way I am, and you got to have faith and believe in the things that you're shooting for.
The training camp schedule calls for no practice tomorrow. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.